This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bill Dorman. The Honolulu Police Commission is set to meet at 2 p.m. tomorrow, the first time members are gathering following last week's conviction of former police chief Louis Kealoha on federal charges of conspiracy and corruption. The head of the commission, Loretta Sheehan, sat down with Catherine Cruz yesterday afternoon. One topic, the process to get back $250,000 in taxpayer money that was paid out to Chief Kealoha as part of a deal to get him to resign.
I don't know that you can ever guarantee that corruption is never going to happen again. Right now, I feel that we have really trustworthy people running the police department. On the part of the police commission, one of the things we did in 2019 was it was Commissioner Carrie Okinaga who drafted it for us and got it into finalized form. We actually drafted guidelines for the discipline and or firing of the chief of police so that in the future, should we see activities that would suggest that the chief needs to be disciplined or to be outright fired, we now have a process in place. And that didn't exist when Chief Kealoha was there. It just happened in 2019. Because we are aware that misconduct can occur at any time, corruption can occur, and there has to be a system in place to deal with it. So that's been our first response, but obviously we have to go further.
Going forward, like you said, there is a system in place to deal with this kind of thing in the future, whether it's the police commission, the police department, or the ethics commission.
Yeah, the ethics commission, there's a lot of question marks around the ethics commission and their quashing of Chuck Tato's investigation. I haven't heard any explanation as to why they felt that was appropriate. I would like to know. It seemed like it was a good idea. You know, it also, Chuck's investigation could have really helped the Honolulu Police Commission. One of the things that I was thinking when I became a Honolulu Police Commissioner is, under the statutes that we have in our state, one commission can ask for the confidential files of another commission, and they can be passed laterally. And that's something the police commission could have done. We could have sat there and read through Chuck Tato's investigation, and we never did it. It was very much a hands-off, we're not going to take a look at this attitude when I got on board. And when it became obvious that Chief Kealoha was in a great deal of hot water, the police commission's solution was simply to give him a retirement package and get him out the door.
And what happens now? Because there was a payout of severance to the chief, which I know, I believe you weren't really happy about at the time.
No.
Now that there is a conviction, will taxpayers see that money back?
Maybe. I mean, several interesting things have happened. One, a conviction within 6 years. So the chief has the ability, has the right to appeal his conviction. It may or may not be overturned. He has the right to file what's called a writ of habeas corpus, which basically alleges misconduct or ineptitude by his attorneys. He had an excellent attorney, by the way. And so it might be a long time before we could expect to see that money back or be entitled to that money. People have asked me about, well, what happens if he files for bankruptcy? I don't do bankruptcy work, but my rough understanding is that we would get a judgment from a court, and then we would line up with the rest of the creditors against Chief Kealoha and ask for our money back in some form. We could also think about garnishing his pension check. And then finally, you know, there's this Civil Beat Law Center lawsuit. A ruling came down from the Hawaii Supreme Court last week that said that the police commission may have that the circuit court should look at whether the Honolulu Police Commission violated the Sunshine Laws when we approved the deal for Chief Kealoha. And if we did so, that deal might be voidable. The circuit court could say, yeah, you know what, police commission, you violated the Sunshine Rule, therefore your deal is void. Chief Kealoha, pay it back now. That could happen too.
Okay, so that decision was handed down last week, so does it have to go back then to the
court? Right, it was remanded to the circuit court. So a circuit court judge is going to be looking at all those issues, yeah.
Okay, but then the other question is, where's the money? I mean, I saw a copy of the check that the city provided me and, you know, there's some concern that if they didn't have the money to pay their mortgage, where did that money go?
Right. I don't know. I don't know where the money went. So, yes. But they, I saw that in the newspaper that they weren't able to pay their mortgage. So I have concerns about solvency.
Okay. So big question as to whether we'll see that any of that $250,000 back in taxpayers' hands.
Yeah, maybe. Except that there is this ongoing pension requirement. So I'm kind of thinking, well, maybe there's a garnishment option. I don't know.
What are your concerns, given that we have now a verdict from a jury in this public corruption case?
You know, I'm actually really afraid of public cynicism, myself included. Even though I was prepared for it mentally, I was still shocked to hear the verdict, to have it be real. I was grateful, exceedingly grateful to the jury for doing their job, regardless of what the result was. But there was a part of me that was still so shocked. And one of the wonderful things about living in Hawaii is that we tend to be, you know, an open-hearted people, and we tend to be a trusting people. I mean, maybe I'm overgeneralizing in the most ridiculous way, but I just worry about us all getting so cynical and our news being like the national news, where every time you hear someone, you just don't believe them, and people crying fake news. So I'm worried about cynicism. On the other hand, I'm heartened by how accepting everybody is of, and how glad everybody is when there are federal investigations and when potential misconduct is uncovered. I mean, it's kind of the difference between like the Ethics Commission, you know, refusing to let Chuck Tato go forward and burying stuff apparently 6 feet under. And I don't know what they did, so I may mean to apologize for that comment. Versus the federal investigation where everything was brought into the light, and so I'm encouraged by our movement to more transparency and more examination of our public structures, of our public projects, and of our public organizations. I think that the Kealohas have taught us a very rude and urgent lesson on the need to not try to be friends with the police department, not be cheerleaders, to actually ask pointed, difficult questions that are sometimes not appreciated, to offer up criticisms that are sometimes not appreciated. And that's a difficult thing, because I think everyone on the police commission, we really get a front row seat, especially now with the body cameras. Boy, we get a front row seat into how difficult their job is, you know, as police officers. We get a front row seat into how difficult Sue Ballard's job is, and what a spectacular job she's done at turning things around in terms of morale and in terms of building the department and in terms of moving it forward into the 21st century. So the trick for us and for all future police commissions is how do you have that front row seat, appreciate and love the people who are there, and yet not get co-opted? How do you do that? And that's something I really struggle with, because I think it's dangerous. You really are there as a supervisor, as an auditor, as someone to watch, an ombudsman to watch over the police department, and yet not interfere. The opinion that Chief Justice Rechtenwald sent down last week, he made it very clear that the Supreme Court, at least, will hold government agencies to the requirements of the Sunshine Laws and to the requirements of transparency. We don't really have a Sunshine Law police out here, but I think that the media is finding that they will get a lot of traction and a lot of aloha from our courts.
And you're a former prosecutor. How are you looking at this? I mean, because there could be additional indictments.
First and foremost, Catherine Kealoha, those cases have got to be examined. Due process for all of those people she prosecuted has got to be honored. I don't know the vehicle for doing that. It probably should not happen within Keith Kaneshiro's office. I believe Claire Connor's petition, and I'm speaking from memory here, had the AG's office involved in that. And so that's a great step that our attorney general took in terms of trying to ensure the integrity of the criminal justice system. And then moving forward, you know, hopefully See, the feds don't ever tell you that there won't be an indictment. So if the grand jury decides that there's insufficient evidence against, assuming there's a grand jury investigation against Mr. Kaneshiro, then, you know, we're going to be we're going to be in purgatory for a while. Same with Donna Leong. I don't know what the status would be. I do hope that there's some kind of resolution rather quickly because, you know, people have had enough. People want resolution. They want to believe in their institutions again. You know, the good news is, if you can find good news, the good news is that regardless of how you feel about the verdicts, guilty or acquitted or whatever, regardless of the end result, it's really important to know and to remember that the criminal justice system in this instance worked. You know, back in 2013, Ali Silver believed he had uncovered evidence of corruption. And to his credit, he brought it to the U.S. Attorney's Office. And to their credit, they brought it to the FBI, who then investigated it and then started up a grand jury. The grand jury did their investigation. They decided there was sufficient evidence to indict. They indict. It goes to a jury trial. The jury examines the evidence. Their decision is swift and definite. And so the integrity of the system has been preserved. And that is huge. That is a really big deal because that means that for everything, there's always hope. There's always hope that our system is going to work the way it's supposed to because it appears to have done so in this case.
Honolulu Police Commission Chairwoman Loretta Sheehan talking with Catherine Cruz. The Police Commission meets tomorrow at 2 p.m.